My name is Max Perez, 87571. Today's date is February 23rd, 2016. The time is now about 6 p.m. I am with a Miss Deborah Huhim. Is that Hume. Pronounced correct?
Huhim. Huhim.
Ma'am, and I understand that you are aware that I'm investigating the death of your husband, Mitchell.
I just became aware that he died.
Can you tell me, when was the last time you saw Mitchell alive?
About 6 a.m. this morning. He got up to go to the restroom. I was still awake. And then came back to bed. And I don't know when he got up after that. I was sleeping.
So he went to the restroom, you stayed asleep.
I mean, I stayed up. I was reading really late. We're in this room. We still think we have black mold, so we weren't sleeping in our normal room. We're over here. And I remember him getting up and I believe coming back to bed. And I went to sleep after that, and I woke up after 12. We both haven't been feeling well. I've had this peel on my face waiting for it to go away. So I don't know when this happened or what.
At what time did you wake up from bed or from sleep?
After 12. I mean, so like, I think, I don't know, when did I get out of bed? Like 12:41, and I just thought he was off to a meeting. I don't, Mitch just does his, goes to meetings and stuff, doesn't tell me where he's going. He's meeting with Ted, who's going to be here for the their new business. So I just assumed he was at a meeting, but he usually gives me a nice text and voicemail audio. We're a very loving couple. I loved him, he loved me, and I so I hadn't heard from him, started getting worried, and then, called him and looked around and, thought working out with Ted at the club. And then still didn't hear back from him, and the phone went to voicemail, and then I saw his phone here. Started looking around and looking for him in the house, and that's when I got really worried, when I saw that his phone was here in his moleskin and hadn't heard anything from him. That's not like him at all. Usually you can get a hold of him. So that's when I started getting real worried. I called Ted. I called Larry, because I thought he was meeting with Ted today. And Ted hadn't heard from him. And so I called Larry, our lawyer, and he's a very good friend with Mitch, too. Knew Mitch had been sad, and again, we both thought he was coming up. We thought he was coming out of it. And then Ted hadn't heard from him. I opened the phone up, saw that, no communication, no calls, no. And so then I called the police. I'm like, I don't know, what do I do? Is he in the hospital? What, the car is at the shop, the Bentley's at the shop, so he didn't take a car. And then I started getting frantically worried, just because I never thought he would commit suicide, but I knew he wasn't his normal happy self. I knew he'd been depressed, and very odd that he would not contact me, contact Ted, and the sheriff's out, and I looked around the house. I didn't see anything, and I never thought he would do this.
Why had he been depressed?
We haven't felt well in this house. In fact, it's funny, because Ted Bernstein, the head of the trust we bought the house from, had black mold, it's all kinds of issues, a lot more money than we have, so financially very tight. Mitch has creditors and debtors as well. He's got some financial issues, so we bought this house as a homestead, bought it cash, but don't have the money to fix it up. I'm not necessarily depressed about that. He's, you know, was doing things and money is coming in, but not the way it once did for him. And he felt he had made wrong decisions and maybe his best was behind him. He thought he was letting me down. I told him he wasn't. We didn't feel good here. We haven't felt good here. It's just, and we don't know what it is. And so we were talking about, you know, trying to get a loan under my name because his credit's bad. And, you know, trying to fix it up and sell it or sell it without, you know, just flipping it because we both felt really terrible here.
Where are you guys originally from?
California.
How long have you been here in Florida?
We came in Orlando I think it's 2013, so a little over 2 years, and then we've been in Boca Raton since very, very end of August. But we didn't officially own this house till January 15th.
So you guys just moved in here?
Yeah, that's why there's boxes everywhere, and we still felt there was mold and, you know, it's air purifiers everywhere, you know, hoping that air quality would help us feel better, but really down, really, really not well, not...
Has he ever tried to hurt himself in the past?
No.
Now, you said that he was depressed. Did he mention trying to hurt
himself? He mentioned, like I said, that he thought that I would be better off without him, that he had let me down. And I told him that wasn't true. So he had, you know, those are not happy comments. I had said to him, you know, if you need help, we need to, you know, go see someone. You need to get on medicine. Go see a pastor. If you need to go to a psychiatric, you know. I felt he was getting better. Again, I didn't know. And Larry, his lawyer, knows everything about him, you know. And one of his best friends, you know, talked to Mitch last week. I've been on the phone with Larry, you know, giving him a pep talk because he knew Mitch was really down too. And felt he needed to sit down with him. Larry had his own things that he had to come out of and turn around. So we knew Mitch was depressed, but not like this.
Is he on any medications?
No. We've got human growth hormone trying to feel better. I got modafinil. You know, I've been on ADD medications in the past,
Does he take any of those?
I think he tried the modafinil.
And what's that for?
Attention deficit disorder, like just a narcolepsy. We've both been very tired and sleepy. I don't know that he knew I was taking that, so...
And when did he take that?
I don't know. I don't think he... I told him it helped me. He had a testosterone shot, like a testosterone pellet put in December when we were in California because his testosterone was low. He had sexual issues. He was really depressed about sexual issues. You know, he had to take Cialis, and even then, not good erections. He felt he wasn't satisfying me sexually. That has really, really been bothering him deeply. So the testosterone, you know, got his blood taken, 3 weeks ago now, and blood test came back normal. And, you know, I thought he was on his way up.
So after the pellet, like, his testosterone started getting better. So
it got better.
So yeah. He was getting better.
According to the blood test, the testosterone, he usually has real high estrogen too. And so the pellet had estrogen blocker. And, you know, I thought that was going to help him to feel, you know, just have less more life force. Mm-hmm. You know, men in their 40s and you know, maybe help him sexually. He felt very, I think in life, I think he felt a little impotent sometimes. Although he'd been very successful, it's... From the outside, you know, he looked like he had everything and good things. He's been struggling.
Do you guys have weapons inside the house?
He had a gun, I guess that, I mean, I knew he had a gun. I didn't know where it was.
What kind of gun did he have?
A rifle, I believe.
Anything else?
No. We had theft in our house. I had a handgun at one point that they stole out of Mitch's car. There was a police report made about that.
How long
months
ago was
ago.
That?
You can look. We had all kinds of theft with these vendors in our house and cleaning up the mold. And they stole my, I mean, I have another wedding ring, but they stole my wedding ring, gun, silver, gold, crazy stuff. It was, that was what, November? We weren't living in the house at that point. We were off and on because it was an estate issue, so we finally were able to close January 15th, but...
Alright, so we covered his depression, which seemed to be getting better after the meds.
I thought so.
You don't know if he recently took the...
Modafinil? I don't know. I don't... a human growth hormone, that's, you know, that's the only other thing that we just got prescription for. Hoping it would help us feel better, because we both just have felt really low energy. Not good in this house. We thought that a toxin, and so again, that's why we weren't unpacking boxes. Were we going to... I thought we had a plan, you know, either we sell it now or fix it and sell it, but that we were just going to, you know, leave. Nothing that would make me think that he would do something crazy like this.
Tell me about yesterday. Did anything... What happened yesterday?
He went to the beach yesterday, so, you know, I have this peel on my face, so I'm, you know, not going out in public. He liked the beach, you know. He liked the water and sand and... went to the beach because that usually helps him. You know, he's trying to lift his spirits.
Was he depressed yesterday?
Yeah, he was depressed, but I didn't think suicidal. I didn't, you know.
Is that his cell phone there?
This is his cell phone. Yeah.
Thank you. You mind if I hang on to this for a little bit? Does he have a password?
Let me just get Larry's 2833. Let me just get Larry's a number off there. Let me get a couple numbers.
Mm-hmm. Larry Jobe?
No, Larry Pino. Let me get... so Larry... I look for... If you hold down the thing... There is Larry Pino.
Did you mean Larry Pino?
Yes.
Okay, here's contact information for Larry
Pino. Okay, hold on. Let me... You know, all the kids are in here. I don't have their phone numbers. I mean, his kids.
How long have you guys been married?
5.5 years.
How many kids does he have?
He has 4.
Do you guys have any kids together?
No. I don't. Oh my gosh, I can't. Kids are in Utah. My, you know, my son, who he was very close to, he's at Palm Beach Atlantic, half an hour away. I probably should call him. He's gonna be devastated.
That's your son?
Yeah. And I have a daughter in Utah and a daughter in California.
Does he have any medical, anything medical, other than the low testosterone?
No, I mean, like I said, he had trouble with erections, and he had some sexual issues that mm-hmm. he had gotten treated for, and you know, it wasn't
nothing else.
Depression. I mean, obviously, yeah, a depression that I didn't understand, and Larry didn't understand, and we didn't know mm-hmm. how deep. And I, Mitch is, he was.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. So we were talking about yesterday. He went to the beach. He was depressed.
He went to the beach, and then he saw a movie. He said he saw Deadpool. He's thought that would help him revive his spirits. He's been watching a lot of movies, a lot of, uncharacteristic of him. But again, I just thought maybe he's just kind of doing a little escape and jumping back. Like I said, he's planning this business and been, you know, invitations are out for their first event with Ted. He's coming over. And then he called me after the movie and said, do you need anything from Whole Foods? He was close, so he got a few things from Whole Foods. You know, we like to eat healthy. And then came home, and we talked very briefly, and he laid down and went straight to sleep. Like just sleep. And so I'm like thinking, okay, maybe he just needed to sleep, you know?
What time was that?
Like 8:08. So I don't know. Could he have taken something? Could he have? I don't know. I don't think so. I just think he
didn't say anything. He just went straight to
bed. No, I mean, we talked, and I, you know, how was the beach? How was the movie? Didn't like the movie so much. How are you, honey? You know, and he said last night, even, what are you thinking about? What's, you know, we talk a lot. We're very, very close. And he goes, well, I've been thinking the best thing about me is you. He always said that, the best me. And then that's why he felt like he was letting me down. And I never told him that he was letting me down. I didn't believe that. I love my husband. I'm proud of him. And very hard for me to understand why he was so down on himself and so depressed. He came from a Mormon background he had trouble feeling he was worthy without accomplishing a ton. And he had accomplished a lot in his life. And recently, it's been a hard 5 years. A lot of hard breaks for him. But he bounced, you know, when he's on, he's on. Like, maybe he was bipolar and you know, more, or...
Not diagnosed.
A little exchange of, but I mean, all good. And he fell deep asleep, and I was just thinking he needed to sleep. He hasn't been sleeping really good, and we both haven't been feeling good here. That's why we moved, got a new mattress, moved it in there, hoping away from that room. You know, we thought maybe there's still mold in that room or something's going on. And then I was just up reading, but he had his face mask on,
What were you reading?
I was reading a Barbara Cochran book. It was really good. It was really, because I haven't done a lot of exercises, my face is healing and peeling. I just didn't go to sleep till late, you know, after 5 a.m. And so, you know, he woke up a couple times because the cat was meowing. I like the cat near me. And.
Sir? Thank you very much for coming. My name is Max Perez. This is Miss Hume.
Hume, hi.
How are you doing this
morning? I'm not good. I don't know what.
I understand your family's in South Carolina.
Yeah, I called my mom. My dad just had a pacemaker put in this morning, a new pacemaker. You know, they're not in a position to fly out here right now.
Okay. Chaplain, yeah. We should be done with the statement in about 5 minutes. Okay. If we can wait until then, and then sure. I can call you up.
Sure.
Thank you very much, sir.
So, I haven't been feeling well. Like, we both haven't been feeling well. And I slept till after 12. I didn't hear anything. I didn't, you know, when I woke up, I looked for him. Usually he sends me a text. You can see all the texts and things. You know, you can hear the voice messages he leaves me. And thought that was strange. But, you know, maybe he's in a meeting with Ted. And so, because they've been meeting, tried to meet every day coming up to their event. Meet at the club, and so I wasn't too alarmed, but then the longer it went on, you know, I didn't hear from him, I didn't, you know, called the phone, went straight to voicemail. Usually he'll respond to me immediately, And, you know.
So you called for 911 help?
Or well, after I called the sheriff, they said for a missing person for hospital. That's when I called, and I talked to 911. That's what the sheriff, I called the sheriff first.
Around what time did you call?
So, what's on my phone? Was it 3 o'clock?
Yeah, what time did, I'll ask the deputies that. Around 3 o'clock?
That's fine.
Ms. Hume, it's really important for us to do a thorough investigation in these type of situations. Right now I'm asking for your permission. I need your permission to be able to search inside your house. Basically what I'll be looking is inside the garage. I'll be looking inside of your bedroom. I would really want to try to get basically look everywhere that he would frequent, looking for any notes, any indications that he was planning this, anything like that.
Do I have? Could he have been murdered?
Oh well, like I said, I investigate homicides, so we have to treat every investigation as a homicide. Until we have complete proof that it wasn't a homicide, then that's how we have to treat it. And we do this because later on down the line, if it does end up being a homicide and we didn't pick something up, we wouldn't be able to recover it anymore. You understand what I'm saying? So, do I have your permission for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I would also like permission. You offer me his phone. I would also like permission to go into his car. Which one was his car?
The Mercedes.
The blue one up front?
And then the Bentley, which is the dealer.
How long has that been going? Well, you don't have to look at it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's open. It's open.
Now, I know that you have friends coming over, and that's probably going to be your best person to lean on. Is there any way that maybe you can go to their house while we conduct an investigation here? And once we're done, I would be able to call you. And I'm just doing that just trying to make you a little bit more comfortable, because once we do get the medical examiner's office here, we're going to be removing the body. I don't want you to see that, you know? It could bring back, it could cause harm to you.
Oh, God.
So that's what I'm thinking. Is that going to be okay with you, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't have the phone numbers, though, of everybody. So I need to, am I going to get the phone back?
Yes, absolutely. Get the phone numbers that you need. I ask you just please not to erase anything.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Let me call Michael.
Do you know is there any history in his family of suicide?
I don't think so. Looking back though, Mitch has been depressed, but I didn't think it would go to...
Deborah, what is your phone number?
949-280-6330. He was always very hard on himself, very judgmental. Nothing was ever good enough. He just, what other people would be thrilled with, Mitch wasn't. His phone, you'll see he knows so many people. It's like crazy.
You said your wedding band was stolen, but you got a new one.
Yeah. It's in the drawer in the other room. I don't wear it when I'm in the house. Michael, where? Michael Altucher. Altucher.
Here's the contact info for Michael Altucher.
I mean, and when I say what, we had found out he'd been ripped off and got it 5 years ago, so it wasn't worth a lot of money. It was sentimental. And the new ring we got, we got purposely a fake stone in the center, so it's like I think we paid $2,900 for it. Because we'd had theft in the house and very uncomfortable. You know, we didn't... I'm not a jewelry person. I don't...
It's okay. You don't have to explain it to me. So, Ms. Hume.
Okay.
Go
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just trying to think who... I mean... when do I get this back? Like when?
Let me go through it. Let me see if there's anything. I'm gonna try and give it back to you tonight. Okay?
Okay.
If I find anything in there that I might need it for a while longer than that. But I will try to get you any phone numbers that you need. Okay? And I don't need everything else. I just need the phone, so you can keep all those.
I mean, you can see the text messages.
Yeah, that's
that
what I'm gonna go
through. Did you know to me and stuff? He was the most wonderful husband. I can't believe that he would do anything
So, Ms. Hume, do I have your permission to do a complete search of this house?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And of the car, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I really appreciate that. And you already have people on their way coming to you?
I think Ted's coming. Yeah, so he should be here soon.
Okay.
You know, you see, we were... Ugh.
Ms. Hume, can you please raise your right hand? Do you swear that the statement that you've given me is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you got?
Yes, I swear it's the truth.
Thank you, ma'am.